Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are places of refuge for people who are in trouble, folks with drug addiction, alcohol addiction, mental illness, folks who are battered and abused, folks who are trafficked by sexual predators, sometimes in their own home, which, by the way, when I heard this, I was actually flabbergasted to hear, because they never heal unless they get help. And that's where these amazingly powerful and important shelters come into play. However, because of the women whose lives they save and change forever, because they could be murdered, and I'm no exaggeration, because they could be sucked back into this world of torture and pain and darkness, they live in anonymous places, secret locations, because those terroristic men will find them, hunt them down, drag them back in or kill them. Because they live in these insanely significant shelters, but they live an anonymous life, the shelters struggle financially because they're kind of sort of out there, but you don't really get to see it, touch it, feel it. And they save lives every single day. They're saving lives right now. The problem is they got this two-headed monster. Monday through Friday, they're trying to save lives. Monday through Sunday, they're trying to save lives. 24/7, they're trying to save lives. At the same time, they're trying to keep the doors open because of the cost. And because they're so low profile, and because there's so much need, and because charities are stretched, and because the government is so slow, sometimes they worry, can we stay open? We have been blessed and honored to have a great partnership and relationship with HerSafeHaven.org. Local shelter, saving lives, insanely important. Constantly worried about, number one, saving lives, and number two, staying open, because it ain't easy. And their greatest advocate and their leader is Linda Kreitzer. Hi, Linda, how are you?
I am fine, Marty. Thank you so much.
It is a delicate balance, is it not, to try to draw attention to keep the doors open, yet to protect these women because they could be killed, right?
It's quite a balance. For most charities, you can see the evidence of what they do. For our women, that's the last thing we want to do is take them out and show them off, because that's traumatizing and exploiting them all over again. We can't do it.
No, this is so beautifully significant what she's saying. As an example, and we love the food bank, love, would do anything. Every single day we have them on the air because we love them. Every single day we have families on the air getting help because we love them. But you can't do that, Linda, because it would expose these women that you saved to great danger, would it not?
It would expose them to great danger, and it would compound the trauma, because in their experience, everybody they've run into, many people who they should have been able to trust, have used them, have sold them, have exploited them. And we want to be the ones who don't do that.
Everything you're saying is so spot on. She's dedicated her life to this, hersafehaven.org. So give us an example of a case you have right now and how significant and meaningful what you're doing is to that person.
Well, we have, these women are homeless. They have no place else to go. They have nobody else. I can speak of a resident in particular who had to have major surgery, and there's nobody else who could help her.
Wow.
Major reconstruction of a part of her anatomy that was damaged by the terror and violence of a trafficker. And you know, we're there to get her, and with so many partners in the city who help with those kinds of things, we're there to make sure she gets the care she needs so that she can start to think about what can I do to get towards healing and some kind of a normal life. You know, and I can't tell you a lot of details about it because that just exposes things. But, you know, this was all the result of a trafficker's violence against her, and we're helping her. We're helping her. And literally, she has nobody else to turn to. Nobody.
Her safe haven. .org. And let's be blunt, this ain't cheap. This is a costly venture, is it not?
$65,000 a month it costs to run our home. $65,000 a month.
To keep the doors open.
Mm-hmm.
Tell our listeners,
and provide care.
Tell our listeners what you provide, because it's unbelievably unique and thorough and significant. Please tell us.
Well, we have a home, and it's not an institution. It's not run like a hospital. It's run like a home where women can come at no charge to them. When they get to us, oftentimes they come with just the clothing on their backs. We help them get their ID. We help them get signed up for benefits. We have full medical, dental, psychological, OBGYN services, therapy, group therapy, and they live in a community with other women who've been through similar things. And our women have been trafficked, sexually exploited, and are all overcoming addiction. So they've got all of that compound of trauma and so much stuff. And what we try to do in the time that we have them is focus on safety, focus on stabilization, focus on how do we take each unique woman with a very unique story and find the right treatment for her while she stays with us, at no cost to her, by the way. They don't pay a thing. And then find the next best step for her for her continued healing and restoration.
Linda Kreitzer,
and it varies per woman.
Hersafehaven.org. And if you're not there, they're on the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a staff member who is a survivor from years back, and she's overcome the trauma of that kind of lifestyle. And I was talking to her one day, and this really sealed it for me, Marty. And we were talking about some of the challenges of keeping our doors open and providing what we do. And she looked me right in the eye and she said, "We can't quit because we're all they have."
Wow.
We're all they have.
Hey Linda.
I'm like, all right, we got to do it.
So hey, Linda, let's be honest, because I know you and I know how much you care. There are nights when you lay in bed thinking, man, I don't know if we can do this. We got to cover this. Not, I mean, it's that stressful, is it not?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Lots of nights. And then that's when I get on my knees and I pray. I say, there's no place else to go. You know, we have not missed a payroll in 4 years. We have not missed a payroll in 4 years.
Let's also be honest. The federal government, as ridiculously slow as they are, has kind of let you down, too. The bureaucracy has buried you, hasn't it?
Well, let's just say we've applied for Medicaid reimbursement because many of the services we provide are reimbursable, legitimately reimbursable, and plenty of other places are getting reimbursed for these services. And we got a letter rejecting our application saying that there was already too much, you know, of this kind of service in the area.
Oh, come on.
We're the only ones in the state, by the way. I kid you not. So we appealed, and right now our application is still under appeal. So we have hope. We have hope. But if it doesn't come from there, we have faith that somehow it's going to be supplied. And people like you who care are part of that. Yeah, we should be getting reimbursed.
You're the only ones in the state that do this, and they say there's too much of it.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think they just didn't understand exactly what we were doing.
Shocking.
But we went to great lengths to explain it. So they've taken it on appeal, and we'll see. We'll see. We have hope.
Linda Kreischer, HerSafeHaven.org. I will do anything that you need to help. I firmly believe in what you're doing. You're saving lives. You're changing lives. And if you shut down, they have nothing. Fact, right?
Fact. Fact.
By the way, she works for
That's
nothing.
It.
And to get real personal without naming where she works, she donates a significant part of her own salary to keep the doors open. I hear this, and I want to hug you, Linda. It's amazing what you're doing. We're going to do anything we can to help.
Well, we greatly appreciate it, and you know what? We will stay. We're determined. We're going to stay here, and we're going to provide this service, and somehow our needs will be met. I know that. I have faith. And thank you for being a part of it.
We're honored. Linda
Kreischer,
HerSafeHaven.org. Linda Kreischer, HerSafeHaven.org. HerSafeHaven.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Because I know her so well, we've been to the facility. It's insanely good. It's unbelievable. It's a beautiful, beautiful place with unbelievable resources, and they save lives. And one of my closest friends, who is Mark Sorreo, he's actually the one who got us interested in this place and completely believes in this place. And it troubles him as much as it troubles me, the tenuous nature of a nonprofit after getting shut down by the federal government. It said that there are too many of these facilities in the state. I was kind of sort of at one other in the city, but they're not even close to the same. It's a battered women's shelter, and it's in an anonymous location, but it's not like this at all. This is 3 stories. It's a full housing, mental health, job training. Every woman has her own room. It's set up so that they live and thrive. Mark Sorreo believes as much as I do, if not more, and has dedicated a lot to this. It makes my heart sink to think that they're suffering because of the struggle to keep the doors open. Same with you, right, Mark?
Yes, Marty. Yep. Really. I mean, I think it's an unbelievable organization, and my 4 daughters and my granddaughter were at my house last night, and I knew you were going to be speaking to Linda today, and I looked at them and I thought, you know, the idea that people hurt these young women, these young girls, I mean, even girls as young as 5 years old from what I've heard, that their own families traffic them, and I think that it's all of our responsibility, especially anyone who has a daughter, a wife, a sister, realizing that these women they have nobody and they have nothing, and they're being exploited and they're being sold and they're being beat and humiliated. And so it's just such a sad, sad situation. And the hardest thing is, I know that Linda struggles every 2 weeks just to make payroll. There's not a dime in the checking account that isn't spent every single month. And they're really not getting much help right now from the state or the government, which they really should. But, Linda and her staff are dedicated to keeping the home open. And I think it's been 4 years that they've been doing this in Pittsburgh. And just the idea that we have a place like that in Pittsburgh, the home is beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Women have their own rooms. They come with their children sometimes. I think even their dogs. And these volunteers and these not highly paid staff people are working their butts off to try to give these women some kind of a life.
And she's working for nothing.
Linda works for nothing for the shelter.
Nothing. And uses part of her own salary that she's supposed to pay her bills with to keep the joint open. And when
Correct.
You go over there, Mark, you're kind of moved emotionally because of what you said, the significance of this place, right?
Yeah. It's just shocking. Every one story worse than another. And the stories are the kind of things that you see in the movies that it doesn't even seem that they could be true, what these women have been through. I mean, I heard a woman who said that she would come home from school on Fridays, and she was a young girl, not even a teenager, I believe. and her parents would have her bags packed, and she would leave for the weekend with a different man every weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Grandparents, aunts and uncles, people that are supposed to protect, and, you know, we would die for our girls,
yeah.
And these people sell them to disgusting men.
You're the same way as she is, though. You lie in bed at night sometimes with your wife, and you're thinking...
Yeah, my wife and I, we pray,
right.
You know, and there's so many needs all over, there's so many needs all over the world, but there's no need greater than this.
Brother Mark, we're in it, brother. We're in it to win it. HerSafeHaven.org. We will do whatever it takes, and Mark's no different. We got a bunch of ideas cooking, but when we get to those ideas, we will put them into place to make this thing
all right.
work.
Thank you so much, Marty. Thank you so much for all you do.
HerSafeHaven.org. Mark is my man because his heart is as big as his bakery, and it's pretty damn big. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Love him. And without embarrassing him, he's written a hell of a lot of checks to make that payroll. He's an amazing man, and so is his wife and family. HerSafeHaven.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
That sounds cool. Looks beautiful. Getting national press. I saw one of the networks there this weekend. Very, very cool. They have wonderful people out there. It's a wonderful venture. What I find fascinating is none of that happens. None of it without Fitzgerald, Rich Fitzgerald. I never hear his name. Sarah gets a little scissors out, and they all sashay, and they cut ribbons, and they all take glad hand each other and talk about how wonderful they are and how wonderful the airport is. Without Rich Fitzgerald, none of that happens. There is no airport. Fact. I have suggested that it should have been named after him, because without him, it ain't there. Just the truth. Neither is the deal to pay for much of it with the natural gas. Neither is the cracker plant. Regardless, without Fitz, it's not there. I sent him a text recently saying they should name the airport after you. He said you have to be dead first. I said, how's your heart? I love my man Fitz. Give him some love. Man. For some reason, Sarah Namorado and or her staff never invite me to little openings, the little first toilet flush at the new airport. It's Fitz's airport, ma'am. Meantime, I digress. We started a program involving cameras, and we're beginning the process of putting cameras in the rooms of nursing home patients. Why? To watch and learn and listen and to communicate and to detect abuse. Our long-term goal, create a state law demanding granny cams in tens of thousands of rooms across the state. And none of this happens without my man Bob Garvin. And you've already got plans to put cameras in place, do you not, sir?
I have three. I'm going to be delivering probably by Thursday. I'm working on a fourth one right now.
It's interesting, the stuff that happens as you learn. Several of these folks who wanted this, you get to them and or the facility, and there are issues. Let's go over those issues and work through them if people are listening.
Well, the first thing is, if a person needs a camera and they have a roommate, you need the permission of the other resident. And also, if they're not cognitive, they're POA. A lot of times people have, you know, a POA, but they're still cognitive and make their own
decisions. I'm sorry,
decisions,
but what's
so
POA,
my
man? Power of attorney.
Yeah, that's your power of attorney. Yeah. But like I said, if you're in a semi-private room, you have to have permission. And that was the first problem we ran into. And it was easy to work out. We talked to the other family, and they wanted it. So we're going to put two cameras, with their own privacy, because they'll have their own phones that they can hook on. So in other words, one party won't be able to look at what's on the other person's phone. So it's very private. You can set these cameras up, as Patrick has told us, with a lot of great things.
Go ahead, my other man. Thing, Patrick, this is actually very easy for folks who are intimidated by technology.
Extremely simple. As with most things these days, you download an app. It steps you through exactly what to do. Takes about 5 to 10 minutes to get on Wi-Fi, and you're going right away.
Hey, and Bob, we're not trying to be heathens here. We're not trying to be rent-a-cops.
Absolutely
here,
not.
Right? What are we trying to accomplish? No. I think it's important that we communicate that.
Well, I think the most important thing is that this is a good tool for the nursing home administrators, the staff that's doing their job, because they get so many unverifiable complaints they have to spend time on to verify. You know, did Grandma get her medicine yesterday? She told me she didn't. Well, Grandma just didn't remember. It'd be so much easier, rather than going through the formal process of complaining, you just check the camera and there it is. So you deal with it that way. A second factor that's really good with the cameras is the disconnect these folks get when they're in, you know, they're away from their family. They feel very lonely and detached. These cameras, like I said, it creates a communication that they feel they're still part of their family every second, basically.
And it might save some lives, and it might show some abuse.
Oh, absolutely. I talked to the people, the reasons they want these cameras in their rooms, and everyone's terrible story. You know, my mom laid there for 2 hours. My mom didn't get her medicine. She wasn't drinking for a week, and she went to the hospital. And now she's dead. That was the one. That was my first camera. Made arrangements to put the camera on a Friday. Mom and grandma, 100 years old, who I talked to, was sent to the hospital with dehydration and passed away. We never got the camera in.
I sent you a
name. What happened that week before?
We're not going to use his name because we don't want to. Yep. But my closest friend is an amazing cop, and there's a lot of cops that have folks in facilities, and they have concerns too, right?
Well, I think everybody that has someone in a nurse gang has a concern, because the folks are have an issue that wouldn't be in a nursing home to start with. The other thing that's, I didn't know, Patrick, you knew this. I looked into it. These cameras, you can set them up with a motion detector because theft is a big problem. 3 out of 4 people I've talked to are concerned about theft inside their rooms. People are coming in and taking their private money. They're taking, their snacks or things like that.
Stealing medication, and a lot of these folks,
medication,
oh,
right.
Medication.
Good point.
Conversion. Well, everything in there in a nursing home, you know, blood pressure medicine, hard narcotics, you know, they can be converted for personal use or be sold on the street. So, I mean, that's a sad factor, but this will help prevent that, too.
And the cameras are not expensive, sir?
No. No,
$20?
There's well, it's what you want, but the ones we're using here, about $24. And then if you want a month's worth of the cloud, is it $3, Patrick, I believe?
It's $3 a month for, I believe, up to 3 cameras.
Oh, wow.
So a buck a camera.
And by the way, we're taking care of the cameras. So let's get on this. And it's gaining momentum. We want to prove a point that this works. And it's no different than the angst when cops first started wearing body cams, right?
Oh, by far.
Yeah.
Like I said, one of our experts is the guy who wrote up all the legislation, and he'll tell you, like, you know, he was a police officer, and he was worried because everybody was dealing with had guns. Today, police officers don't want to be without that camera because it clears up so many complaints that they had to deal with that were unfounded. And it is malicious. You know, you go in, you're upset with your grandma, and she's telling you, I didn't eat yesterday. They didn't bring me no food. Well, you know, that immediately brings on, you know, a lot of angst with somebody. So what do you have to do? They have to start doing the process. They talk to the nurse. They talk to the administrator. Where if they said, well, you know, grandma gets her meal at 4 o'clock and go look right back on the camera. And the thing is, people have these on their phones. They're going to be checking these cameras all the time. So grandma will not lay there for an hour. She won't lay there for 2 hours because, you know, the way people are with their phones, they are on them all the time.
Bob Garvin, thanks, brother. You're the man.
We'll be keeping you updated.
All right. So if you're interested, there's a lot of trepidation about this for folks, and I completely get it. Privacy issues, tech issues. That's why we've used them quite a bit to kind of talk you through it. Get Marty at kdkradio.com. Send me an email. If you're interested, get Marty at kdkradio.com. We will do everything for you. Camera, installation, talk to you. Get Marty at kdkradio.com. Let's do it, folks. A couple parents reached out to me from Woodland Hills. Woman whose son... We posted this video because our intention is to make a difference. And Patrick, blurred out the images. But there's a couple things unsettling about this video to me. It's on our social. Is that it was staged. This fight, you can see everybody's ready. Right? Right? It's the same crap. Let's meet here. Get it all on tape. And the kids were all laughing about it.
It's right? All in the lunchroom.
All in the lunch. Beating the hell out. I mean, really attack that kid.
And for a school that doesn't allow phones, right, in the video, you sure see a lot of phones around that room.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. And then, for all you folks suggesting that this is old video, no, Friday afternoon. Why do we do this? Because we want them to get their act together. First of all, why wasn't that kid arrested? And he wasn't. I'm in contact with the kid's mom. It's so ignorant. Why wasn't he arrested? They called an ambulance to transport the kid for a concussion. Never made a police report until mom called the cops. I got to tell you, they said the principal's mad because this is on social media. What? Fix the damn problem, my man. If you have a cell phone ban, leave it in place. If you don't, don't. The other thing that bothers me is that's an assault, man. I mean, I know cop and certainly not a prosecutor, but that's an assault. If you look at the video, and how could you not? This kid is sitting at his desk, and there's another student like standing a foot two from him. And folks, he blasts him. Left hook, right hook. Knocks him to the ground and beats the daylights out of him. The kid's girlfriend reached out. The kid's mom reached out. They want something done. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't, man, I keep seeing him. He hits him like with a straight left. I mean, and just pummels him. You know what's bothersome to me, Patrick, is that none of the kids stepped in to help.
No, they're all watching.
And laughing. You hear them laughing. And there's like 30 of them. And one of the girls is so happy. She's jumping up and down. It's a different world, man. I want to help the day. Oh, he lit him up. I want to help him. It's so aggravating to see. And it also bothers me that Woodland Hills says they have a no phone policy. Okay. I guess someone didn't read the policy. And I know it's tough to discipline these kids, but why can't he be arrested and charged with assault? Why? I mean, he beat the hell out of him. Fast. Hard. And the kid was sitting at his desk in a defenseless position. So the reason why we posted it, we want them to do something about it. The mother wants them to do something about it. The girlfriend wants them to do something about it. So why don't they? And this notion that the principal's mad that some... They're literally asking me, who gave you that video? What the hell's the difference? If Santa Claus did. Fix the problem, man. I find it unforgivable that there are certain schools where this is the daily routine. There's no way in hell that's good for teachers, for students, for anything. You can't achieve, you can't function, you can't succeed in that environment. And I would certainly hope that rather than trying to track down where the video came from, someone would give a damn about arresting the kid who tried to kill this kid. Bam, bam, just pummels him. And the principal's mad that the video was sent to us and we have it on social media. and that we're talking about it. Okay, Mr. Principal. By the way, I know principals have a very, very stressful, very, very difficult job. I also know that Woodland Hills has been very aggressive about security and about fights because they have had historically significant issues. That being said, obviously, if there's a cell phone ban, it ain't working. Every single person involved, they're laughing. There's 30 kids with phones, and they're enjoying the hell out of someone getting the crap beat out of them to the point where they had a concussion. To me, why the hell would someone want to go to that school and feel like they could learn? I don't know. That's a rhetorical question. I do not have an answer for. We'll find out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.